Welcome, everyone, to this last session of the season. And as Linda said, the transforming power of essence has been the theme. And it's really good to see all of you here today. This past year, we have been celebrating Russell, the man and his transformative teachings. This work has awakened us to the love of the light, the love of ourselves, the love of each other, and to the love of our amazing planet. We are such a diverse group. And in this aspect, I mean that we're very diff we all come from differing backgrounds and life experiences, which allows us to have varying views on social and political issues. Yet, it is our love of the light that brings us together and transforms us. A few days ago, Louise asked me if I had a title for today's session. I knew what I wanted to say, but the titles were not there. Well, today I have two, and they are The Lessons from the Nest and Slow-Mo Transformations. For the last few months, myself and many others have been able to watch Sunny and Gizmo, the baby bald eagles in Big Bear Valley in Southern California. Maybe you've been watching them too. As I've checked each day to see the changes, I've realized that transformation often comes in slow, incremental steps. When an egret emerges from its shell, it's exhausted, wet, disheveled, and born into darkness. After a few hours, its eyes are open and the matted feathers become fluffy gray down. As one parent sits patiently on the nest, keeping the babies warm, the other hunts for fish or rodents or duck. And they seamlessly trade these daily tasks back and forth. In the first 2 weeks, the chicks have grown a heavier coat, providing extra insulation, which is useful in a snow-covered nest. At first, they look like a big ball of down with a long, gangly neck attached to a head, and a head where the mouth is always open for food, always wanting food. At this stage, all they can do is roll around or fall over easily. Next, they discover they have legs, a bit wobbly at first with many tumbles, but shortly thereafter, they find their footing and can walk around in the nest, showing off their sprouting juvenile feathers. Their parents continue to feed them, tiny bites at first, then larger pieces. Eventually, they learn to cut up their own fish and feed themselves. As their feathers changed daily, so did their talons, and the talons grew and grew and grew. They had huge talons and these little tiny bodies. It was fairly comical for a while. Eventually, their bodies matched their talons. And the timing was perfect as they began to explore the edges of the nest and the surrounding branches. This transformation occurred when it was needed. Their strong talons were able to keep themselves steady during strong wind gusts. Then came their fledging period, a period of 10 to 14 weeks. They used this time to gaze into the vistas, which one day they would fly to. Their eyesight was developing too. You've probably heard the phrase about an eagle's eye. Well, an adult eagle can spot a rabbit 3 miles away. They also practice jumping, hopping, and performing wingers. These are little exercises with their wings that will help their wings get stronger, and eventually, this prepares them for their first flight. The opportunity to watch this amazing transformation of the baby eagles has made me realize that our journey with the light has many similarities. We may begin our experience tired and dazed. We seek to be fed by the light, and each feeding increases our strength. Our legs may be wobbly at first and then become stronger. Our talons develop, allowing us to hold steady during a storm. An inner warmth begins to soothe us, like the eagle's feathers insulating them from the snow. Our inner eyes begin to sharpen. We begin enlarging our vistas to possibilities, realizing what our life can become, and yet still have the security of the nest, our inner light that is always there for us. We continue doing our sessions or wingers until we are ready to take flight. Each step, although seemingly slow at moments, happens in divine order and timing. Without each of these transformations, we wouldn't be able to take flight. Yet the lessons from the nest can assure us of three things. Transformation can be a slow-mo process, but a necessary one. We will have setbacks, but ultimately we will continue to move forward. The light, just like the eagle's parents, guides us constantly and patiently. Like the nest, it will always be there for us, allowing our inner light to sing into vistas of personal and planetary transformation. As we work today, each of us will be working at our level of training, and we're going to be using the power of the crystal clear star. For those with more advanced training, I invite you to think of a situation or situations in your life that have been slow to transform. This could be a personal goal, a health issue, or a life situation. And as Linda said, please turn off your cameras and your sound, and we will begin. Direct your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room. Experience the radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from your upper room into and throughout your brain mind, enlightening knowing awareness. And experience that lifting. Now focus the radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways and your nervous system, enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Direct the radiant awareness into your heart, your blood, your circulatory system, in your liver and glands, enlightening your emotional awareness. And now experience the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are, enlightening your knowing, your sensory, and your emotional awareness throughout your entire creation. With enlightened awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that is a being of light you have for your beloved creation. And think of your creation as giving back that love and gratitude to the being of light that you are. And magnify this two-way flow of love and gratitude. And focus on the experience as our union as beings of light with each other. And other beings of light that are unified with us today. And refocus your awareness in your upper room. And within your upper room, there's a point of light. Find that point of light and direct it to expand until it's a 3-inch sun. And experiences that star begins to downpour throughout your body. Feel it creating an inner shower all the way through your body to the bottoms of your feet. And open the bottoms of your feet so that that shower can continue. And as you unload loads today, they can just exit via the bottom of your feet. And we're going to focus more deeply into each area. So focus into the top of your head where this crystal clear light is beginning to flow. Feel as the light downpours through your skin, through your skull, and deeper into your brain. Into your eyes, and into your ears. And into the bone and the ligaments and the muscles within your face and head. And begin releasing the loads here. And let that light move into your neck. And your upper shoulders, releasing stress here. And just take a minute to do some very gentle stretches with your neck to the right and then into the left and then toward the back and forward. And as you do these stretches, let any loads be released into the flow of the crystal white light. Then let that crystal light move more deeply into your shoulders. This is a source and a place of tension for many people. So as the light moves into the bones and the muscles and the ligaments in these areas, be aware that the loads are being lifted out. And you could even do a couple of shoulder rolls to help loosen the stiffness and the tightness in the shoulders. And let the light continue to flow into your lungs. And take some deep breaths of that crystal light deeply into your lungs. Again, releasing loads, releasing stresses. Then let the light flow into your heart, bringing new vitality and new courage into your heart. Feel the softening rhythm of your heartbeat as it aligns with the universal heartbeat. And if at any point you feel loads, just release them. Increase the intensity of the light, and the light will lift them out and down into that shower of crystal light that's exiting into your field. And experience as that light continues to move down your spinal column and throughout the muscles of your back. Let the light move very deeply into the spinal column, bringing ease and again lifting loads that perhaps you've been carrying in those areas. And then direct the light into your digestive system, into your liver and your spleen. and into your generative systems and your urinary systems. Again, let the light flow easily, lifting out loads. And then let the light continue to flow into the bones of your hips. And the structures around your pelvic bowl. Again, lifting any pain, any discomfort in these areas, and just releasing those loads into that inner shower of crystal white light. And then feel the flow of that inner shower moving down into your thighs. And move deeply into the thighs, into the bones, the bone marrow. The ligaments, the veins. Muscles, nerves. And then let that light move into your knees. Creating strength in your knees and flexibility. And again, focus deeply into the bones. And before we go any further, I think that we need to sort of move backwards into our arms, into the bones, into our wrists, into our hands. And opening our hands, releasing loads from here. And this may continue to release loads also from your neck and your shoulders. But let that beautiful crystal light move in deeply, bringing comfort and releasing the loads. And as we continue down through our calves, again, focus that light deeply into the calves, into the bone marrow, the blood supply, the nerves. The muscles, the ligaments, and then let that Crystal light move deeply into your ankles. And while we're taking an inner shower within our legs and our ankles, you might hold your left leg out a little bit, just lift it up. Let your foot move around. Again, helping to release the loads. And then do the same thing with your right foot. And get a nice stretch in each leg as you gently lift them up, allowing them to release these loads more easily. And then direct your focus into your feet and all of the many bones within your feet. And the nerve endings, the ligaments, the tendons, the blood supply. And feel that lifting in your feet as you're letting that light just flow in. And remember, the bottoms of your feet are open. And so we're just letting the loads out through the feet and into the field. And I'd like for you to refocus into the star in your upper room, the expanded star, and experience that crystal white light as it continues to just cascade, like perhaps a giant waterfall, just flowing through your body, releasing any remaining loads that you find anywhere. And just experiences that flow of light just keeps flowing out through your feet, continues from the top, from your upper room, but down through your body and out your feet. And take a minute to check and see if there's any place within your body that still feels blocked or loaded or heavy. And just continue working on that for a second. And for advanced students, if you find any places where transformation has seemed to be slow for you, just let the light really flow into those areas. The flow of light can wear away the hardest crystals. And now direct your feet to close as that light still continues to flow. And begin backfilling your body with the beautiful crystal light. Feel it backfill up through your toes, deeply into your feet. Backfilling into all of those bones, those nerves, the veins, muscles and ligaments, and feel the light backfilling up through your ankles. Deeply into your ankles to keep them flexible, to keep them strong. Like the young eaglets first feeling their legs. Enjoy this journey of feeling and sensing inside your legs deeply. And feel that light as it backfills through your calves, deeply into the bones, again into the nerves. Throughout the blood supply, into the muscles, and all throughout the skin. And let the light continue backfilling up into your knees. Again, keeping them limber and able to change directions easily. And feel the light as it backfills up through your thighs. Again, focus first deeply into the bones, and the bone marrow. And again, deeply into the nerves, the blood supply, and these very large muscles in your body. And again, feel the light all the way out to your skin. And feel this downpour of crystal light continuing to backfill now into your hips. And into your lower pelvic bowl, and into the organs that are located there, and also into the pelvic bones and the hips. Again, focus into the nerve endings, the blood supply, the muscles, the ligaments. part of your digestive organs. And let the light begin backfilling on up into your full colon, your stomach, and simultaneously into your spine. Feel the disc of your spine expanding and feeling that, feel that light as it adds new flexibility to your outlook and to your spine. And let the light continue flowing up into your upper chest, into your heart, into your lungs. And again, just breathing deeply. That crystal light into the depths of your lungs. And feel your heart enlarge and soften as it continues its daily work. And simultaneously feel the light flowing through your hands, your wrists, and your lower arms and your upper arms, bringing strength to these areas. And then into your upper back, especially into those shoulders and your neck. Filling these areas with new strength and vitality and light. And let the light continue moving up into your face and your head. Let the light move deeply as it backfills up into your eyes, your ears, and all of the muscles in the skin. Within your face, your head, your jaw, your neck. Let these areas open in joy as they receive this light. And enjoy this. And enjoy the light moving into your skin, of your face and your head. And experience as it bubbles out the top of your head. This tremendous flow of light and fills your field. Field, your field around you. And Fill your field with the crystal white light in the back of your field, in the top of your field, the bottom of your field, the front of your field, and on your left, in your right side, so that you're encased in this nest of beautiful crystal light. And I would like for everyone to assimilate the essence deeply into every part of your body. In silence for about a minute. Just open up the magnetic of your body and bring in all of the beautiful crystal light that it can hold. And focus into your hands and your feet for earthing.